You find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com and at Forbes.com. He is Rob Reichel, and he joins us every Thursday right around this time. Rob, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I am great. How's the Fab Four in there?
Well, doing well. There's been a lot of screaming and yelling by the two former Packer players earlier today.
Let me boil it down as simple as I can boil down the conversation we've had in the first, I don't know, 45 minutes of the show or so. It's drawn a lot of emotion out of people on the big show and listeners out there. Do you think the problem with the offense is more about Mike McCarthy and his system and his play calling, or about Aaron Rodgers not being Aaron Rodgers?
To be honest, Rami, I think the problem is more about overall talent in general. Think back to that Sports Illustrated cover, guys, about 6 or 7 years ago when Greg Jennings and Donald Driver and Jermichael Finley and who else, Cobb and Nelson and Rodgers. I mean, that remarkable group of receivers was on the cover. You know, Mike, guys, we know this. Mike McCarthy loves a matchup-based offense where he won't try to out-scheme you. Maybe he just can't out-scheme you, but he loves to pick and find the matchups that work well. And guys, I just don't know if they have as many matchups that work in their favor compared to what they have. So compared to what they have had through the majority of the Rodgers era here. Now, Robbie, I mean, there's no doubt Rodgers has not been as crisp and sharp and overall as effective as we've seen him in past years. But, guys, once you take away Adams, and I would say now probably Valdez-Scantling has become the number two almost inside that offense. And, you know, Jimmy Graham maybe, I guess, is in that discussion too. But they just don't seem, guys, to have as many options available for Rodgers to go to. I know he's got the 39 throwaways, and he tried to pin a lot of his completion percentage, the dip in terms of those categories, on the fact that guys aren't open as much. He did that yesterday. But Rami, honestly, I think it extends maybe beyond just McCarthy and beyond just Rodgers to the overall talent base that Gutekunst has to find a way to upgrade here in the next year or two.
So do you think Rodgers said they're just not getting open as much as a slam on the wide receivers, or as finger-pointing at the offense not being creative enough?
You know, I'd be guessing on that, Spark, but to me it was such a ridiculous thing to say in the first place. Again, it's the latest example.
Here's a question.
Look, it doesn't come across well when your leader is, again, pointing fingers at other people rather than himself, kind of like after the Bills game when he threw his head coach under the bus. I mean, I don't know, LeRoy and Gary, you played at that level, and I don't think that plays well inside a locker room when your leader and your franchise guy is doing that. So, Spark, I'd be guessing in terms of who specifically he was calling out there, but I think right there the better answer, at least from a PR standpoint, is to get up in front of the cameras and the recorders and say, hey, I've got to be better and leave everybody else out of the equation.
This is my thing. Rami had these numbers yesterday, whatever. I believe Rami said they are last in football in completion percentage inside the 30-yard
yes,
line.
Yes, that is correct.
Now tell me, whose fault is that then? I mean, that's what I'd ask Aaron. Look, you're last in the NFL in completion percentage inside the opponent 30. Now, are you going to tell me that's on the wide receivers? Shouldn't that be on him?
Yeah, it should be on him, and some of it, I think, guys, too, is the fact, I don't know that they have a dynamic red zone target as they've had in the past. Jordy was so effective down there. Finley was very good. You think back to the way Bubba Franks operated inside the red zone, and Bubba only averaged 8, 9, 10 yards to catch some years, but he'd have 8, 9, 10 touchdowns because he was so good.
Wasn't Jimmy Graham supposed to be that guy?
Graham is supposed to be that guy, Spark, but you might be as fast as him these days. I mean, you're watching.
Well, he did beat Rami in a race, so Steve might can do it.
You know, there's just no separation anymore from Graham. And, that I think has surprised everybody on some levels, the fact that, you know, his days of being that 4.55, 4.61 guy are over. He looks right now like about a 4.9 guy the way he's running, Spark, and I know they expected more from him, especially inside the red zone. Well, the only way he's going to get open now is the only way you're going to get the ball to him is almost on jump ball situations and feed it to him the way you would when he was a basketball player.
Hey, Robbie, we have this topic. What's your name, man?
I'm Rami.
Rami.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
Read Robbie the Mike Freeman. And then read Robbie
Ben Fennell.
there's a lot to read there. Well, man. You really want me to go over that
Cliff,
all again?
Cliff notes, you know, paraphrase.
Next guess is 3:48.
Yeah, just, we got time. Just,
all right.
And just and then ask Robbie, where did he weigh? What side? Where did he weigh in on that?
Mike Freeman, and he says that this is what he's hearing from coaches around the league.
Now, this is what Mike Freeman is hearing.
He says that the Packers' plan is confusing, and he says that McCarthy's offense limits the number of easy throws Rodgers can make, and he says that McCarthy's offense lacks creativity. Those are the Cliff Notes of what Mike Freeman wrote at the Bleacher Report today. Meanwhile, Ben Fennell, who's at The Athletic and studies film and joins us every Friday to
study
talk about
film.
It.
First-hand nod
here
from
on
Ben
the
Fennell.
Wendy's Big Show. He, and he has the video to back it up, he shows a play where the previous week against the Rams, Equanimeous St. Brown ran a 23-yard passing route across the middle, got open through some savvy route running and through scheme. Rodgers hit him. The following week, same exact play, Rodgers missed him. So those are the two sides of the coin of people saying, well, Mike McCarthy's play calling is X, Y, and Z. Like I said, limits easy throws, lacks creativity, and is confusing. And then people like Gary, and I see it too, who say that Aaron Rodgers just isn't hitting what Mike McCarthy is drawing up for him, Rob.
Well, I'll say this, and honestly, guys, I hate to ever go this route, but I think there's probably a little bit of truth on both sides there. This has not been one of Aaron, not even close to one of Rodgers' better years. For whatever reason, guys, I don't think it's the knee. I think that'd be giving him a free pass because we've seen him run around. But his effectiveness is down. His accuracy is down. I don't think the ball has had the same zip that it's had in past years. For whatever reason, guys, he has not been as sharp as he's been the majority of his career. This will go down as one of his poorer seasons if it continues like this over the last 8 games. It's reminiscent, guys, of, you know, where he was after about, what, 10 weeks of that 2016 season when he had, you know, 10, 11, 12 games in a row of sub-100 passer rating. For whatever reason, guys, he's regressed to that. Now, at the same point in time, you know, specifically to McCarthy, again, you know, McCarthy hasn't done a ton different. I know he said he scrub rushed that offense this off, you know, this particular offseason, and that was the term he used. But guys, the majority of the plays, the majority of the play calls, what McCarthy is running is still very similar to back when they won that Super Bowl. Now, did they win that Super Bowl based on scheme or talent? Probably a little bit of both. And that's why I go back to my initial point, guys. I think the talent level is down. I think McCarthy's stuff can be effective and it can work still if your talent level is a little bit higher. But at the same point in time, I think everybody through the league now knows what Mike McCarthy and his offense is. I don't think there's any secret. You saw, I think, a real coaching mismatch last week in terms of one guy who was pulling all the stops to win the game with Bill Belichick and Mike McCarthy just doing what he always does, slogging along with his standard offense. Again, I think that offense can work, guys. But right now, he's got to out-scheme some people too, and he isn't doing that. And then when plays are effective enough to work, guys, you're not getting the execution across the board from the players that he does have.
That's Rob Reichel. You can read his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com as well as at Forbes.com and catch him every Thursday right around 2:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show, and we appreciate it each and every time. Rob, we'll talk again next week, my friend.
All right, you guys stay out of trouble. Thanks a lot.
You know we won't. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.